time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, six ribs, three links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to TravelTexas.com/get-your-own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids. Back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome in, and thank you for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Evan, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey, everybody. My name is Kevin, and I am a dumb dad. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro and college basketball to UFC, MMA, and more.
You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. It's truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events.
Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. That's BLEAV to receive your rewards.
BetOnline.ag, where the game starts. Cheers, pal.
Cheers.
Cheers to you, dummy. What an episode we have for you today, folks.
Do we?
Well, I assume so.
That's ambitious.
I think so. Well, here's the thing. We talked about this last week. Our wives... I was going to say jumped ship. They didn't jump.
No, they have not abandoned us or the children.
They went to...
God, that'd be so good for content,
wouldn't
though.
Wouldn't that great? I know. It'd be probably a big greatest hits episode.
We'd get picked up by a lot of people.
That's right.
If our wives left.
Our wives.
Making money. We lost. Being abandoned.
Our wives went to bachelorette weekend of fun together with another friend of ours and left
so
us.
So cryptic.
Left us to deal with the kid. No. And you were here.
I was here. You flew away.
I flew away.
Yeah.
With my children. With me up to Seattle area to visit my parents.
A sort of dumb mom moment. From what I understand.
From my wife.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, the bachelorette party weekend was scheduled, and then we were looking at times a while in advance, and we were looking at times, like, we always like to try to go, you know, bring the kids up to grandma and grandpa, go see where I'm from a little bit, and she had booked the tickets, and then only like 2 hours later did she realize, oh, I've made a grave mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I booked us to all go to Seattle.
When I can't go to Seattle.
When I can't go to Seattle. Yeah. So without even hesitating, when she told me that, I was like, is there any way to cancel your ticket? Because by all means, I would love to still go. She was a little bit between, like, you know, wanting to have her cake and eat it too. She was bummed that she didn't get to go to Seattle because she loves going up to Seattle.
Well, yeah, you guys are both from there.
Both from there, and she loves my parents too. So, yeah. We missed her there, but also I know that our wives had a fantastic time. So I was super happy for her to get to go. Not a lot of girls' trips on the books, just doesn't really schedule it too much. And so I was like, happy.
We don't have a lot of trips on the books either.
Period.
We have the occasional golf outing.
Yeah.
I have, and even like, that is like gotten down to like once every 2 months.
Once every 2 months, yeah. God, wish, if it could only be once a week. If it could only be every day, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But time and money.
money.
So anyway, so yeah, they took off. I was super happy. I mean, here's the thing. Now it's a bit of a tradition. It's been going on for more than 10 years now. A group of friends of mine, we go to Vegas once a year for a weekend.
Right.
A very short trip. Yes. But
you have one in the books always.
I do have one in the books, and it's been going on since before children.
Sure.
And we've always just tried to make it a market on the calendar. Like, I'd like to go do it and see. They're almost all of them from out of state. So it's kind of like a fun thing to go do just to see some buddies, yeah. You know, even if it's for just 2.5 days, you know.
Of course.
But for years with kids, I've been trying to get her to like get something going like that, you know, because, you know, what it does for you as a reprieve from just getting to go be yourself without the kids, without even your significant other for a moment, just to kind of go be yourself with some other friends. It does a lot.
It's nice to like rub your hands together and go, God, they're not sticky.
Yeah.
I'm just, doing all right. Your forearm isn't magically sticky.
And if one of your friends asks you for something, it's, you know, not, can you open this for me? Like a granola bar.
It's embarrassing when you go to wipe ketchup off your friend's face out of instinct.
Exactly. So, I can't recommend that more. You know, if you can get something like, I mean, I don't know, even if it's for, it doesn't have to be like every year for 2 or 3 days. It could be like once a month for an evening or so, whatever that means to you. It's good to just get that little bit of a mental break from whatever it is, especially for my wife. She's the default parent.
Did you get
in our relationship
a mental break on your trip? Did you get some, did you dump the kids and take off?
No.
You didn't? You can go see friends or?
No, I thought maybe I would. I'm not good at way in advance going, I'm going to be home. Let's do it tonight. Let's all meet somewhere. But I kind of tried like a week and a half in advance. And a few of the guys I reached out to were like, I'm already away that weekend or something. And I was like, you know, the other thing was we weren't gone.
Did you see them walking down the street when you were there and said, hey, I thought you were away. And they ran the other way.
The other thing is my parents live pretty far outside the city.
Oh, sure.
Much further than we used to, or certainly where I grew up.
Yeah.
And so also my friends are pretty far away. So it's a bit of a, you know, it's like at least an hour drive in some vicinity.
Oh, to go. So when you say you're from Seattle, that's just cutting out the middleman.
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
I do the same thing. Yeah. Say I'm from Boston, and then a couple of people prod, where? And I go, about a half hour north, and they go, where? And I know what's going to happen next. Yeah.
Drake
every
it.
Time.
And then they go,
Drake it.
Oh,
I never heard of it. I know.
Yeah. So Boston's cool.
Yeah. You go to Boston?
It's a little bit of that. But they live way further north than the city now. So it's, we're up there and we got land kind of living, which is nice. Okay. And they have a nice big backyard. It's fun for the kids to go play and everything. It just means if I'm going to go see some people or whatever, it's an outing for sure. So since it didn't work out for the most part, I was like, nah, it's okay. It's okay. We are going to go back, I think sometime in April or something like that. So I didn't feel too much pressure to set like a big thing up this time, especially since it was like somewhat of a shorter trip.
Yeah.
Anyway, all that to say, it was fun. It was good to have them go see my mom and dad, have the kids spend some time with grandparents, and you know, I have some dumb dad moments. Should we just better?
You flew with two kids twice.
Oh, thanks. So, other than a few minor ones, I've got a couple of pretty. I got like a pretty decent one that you. I thought was like, if this is it, I'll take this all day long, but it wasn't.
Perfect.
I will say this, man. You're not going to believe this. So, two flights, right? Mm-hmm. To and from. It's about a 2.5 hour flight.
Yeah.
I'm prepared for the plane being probably the most involved I'll have to be. Like, you know, getting him from the car to the airport, all the luggage, on checked, whatever we got to do, onto the plane, managing snacks, don't kick the seats, like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Just get from my house to my mom and dad's house, and then for the most part, things should be okay.
Yeah.
Is what I'm thinking, right? Yeah. You know, that's the major play here is just the airport traveling with the two kids as my responsibility situation.
That's correct.
I wasn't afraid or scared or anything. I'm just thinking it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a big mental load for one person to handle that kind of stuff, right? So on both flights, neither kid asked to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
That's pretty good.
Not even once. I mean, of course, I said, if you even ask me for a drop of water. No,
there you go. You did what like UFC fighters do in a weigh-in. It was like water all week and then 12 hours before. cut them off.
Cut it. Cut the weight.
Peeing a bunch, but then they're just dehydrated.
Yeah, not even once. And the whole time I'm looking at them thinking, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. And it's going to be, I got to go. And then, okay, you sit quietly. Or I don't know, maybe we all got to go. Well, maybe you can sit here. I'll take the little, I don't know. The whole time I'm like mentally thinking, like, I don't know how I'm going to handle this. How do I do this? Never ask me what. And of course, I'm not going to bring it up.
As soon as they say something,
they're going to have to go.
I have to go.
Yeah. And then they're going to break the seal and it's going to be every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Neither flight. Couldn't believe it.
Not bad.
On the way to Seattle, you know, you land, you're like, get everything.
Yeah.
Make sure we have
That's a rule of flights every time.
Sure.
You take everything that's yours.
More so when the kids are like, you sort of put the stuff in their backpacks, their little backpacks that they have. I help them pack. My wife left before we left. So it was, you know, down to like me and the kids alone at home and then making sure we got all the stuff. Uh-huh. I was telling my wife too, I love traveling. I love going places. Uh-huh. I hate leaving. Because as soon as you commit, the time is now, and you leave the house, that overwhelming feeling of like, well, I forgot something, or I forgot to do something, or the oven's on, or whatever, you know, like.
I'm a wreck until I get through TSA. Then I'm golden. Because I always leave in plenty of time.
Uh-huh.
Always. With kids, I've done it.
For sure.
Without kids, I've done it. I'm anxious until I can get through TSA.
Yeah.
Because of all the weapons that I'm smuggling. Yeah. No, because of like, I'm just anxious of time and being held up. And once I get through that, you're good. And then I can relax.
You know, I'm thinking like, do I have everything I'm supposed to be bringing? Do I have all the way down to like toothbrushes for them, enough pajama, like all that kind of stuff that you're just like double checking, triple checking. And then the more you check it, the more you start to get lost. And like, I think I got everything. I mean,
right.
I checked like three times. I zipped it all up. We should be good to go. But then it's just overwhelming feeling like I probably forgot something. Turns out, never forgot anything.
Wow, they're really in the woods there. Can't forget anything.
But yeah, well, let me tell you, man. And so I will say this, like three or four times on the flight, it was sort of what leads up to one of these small dumb dad moments. Three or four times on the flight, somebody around me, very close by, dropped something significant enough to where you like feel it in the floor. I assumed it was like a phone or something or a book or something. But every time it happened, I like looked over at the kids and they were just calmly watching devices. Like,
what did you think was going to happen?
I didn't know, but I thought maybe they dropped something and now we're going to be like, where did it go?
Oh, you thought it was the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, there was like a startled, don't worry.
Yeah, because I look at them like,
planes do that. They drop things every once in a while.
And it never seemed like anything happened. So I thought, it was probably the person in front of me dropped their phone a couple times or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, until we got to my mom and dad's that night and I'm getting the kids ready for bed and I go to fill up their water bottles that I realized my daughter did not have her water bottle.
So one of those thuds was her.
And when we were packing up to get in the plane, I'm like, okay, if anything, just don't leave your devices here somehow. Just, I want to see you put it in there and zip it up. I want to see you put it in there. If anything, I'm going to look, zip. Yes, they are in there. Don't leave those.
Yeah. Like a movie poster in order of importance.
Yes,
let's
exactly.
Pack everything up.
Exactly. In order of appearance.
Yeah.
And so first kind of dumb dad moment was not, I guess, maybe having a mental checklist of like the stuff that was in their backpacks. But again, packing the kids, like I let them. It's like I put the things in their backpacks that I know we need to bring and what they want. Like, we're going to put a couple books in there to read at night. And I want you to put your devices in there and your little headphones in there. And like, that's what needs to go in there. And the extra room is whatever you want to put in there. It's totally fine with me. I don't even care what it is.
Yeah.
You can pack stuff. Didn't think about, you know, when the plane lands and everyone stands up getting ready to go. It was like, I just didn't think about it. Everything was zipped up. I didn't see it. So it must have been one of those things that fell and then rolled somewhere and I had no idea.
Yeah.
And it just didn't think to like check, do you have that?
Yeah.
So of course, you know.
You didn't think.
That cut to a Target run in the middle of the trip.
So they do have a Target.
They do have a Target, yes. To go get my daughter a water bottle because it got left on the plane. So that was one. And I thought, if that's the thing, I'll take it. Kind of a dumb dad moment.
Yeah.
But I'll take that. But here's the real heavy hitter for you. As we know, I've spoken about it before. My son has a lot of issues going on with his teeth. He's lost a bunch of teeth. He's got braces. He's had the expander. He's working with this sort of this like mouth therapist. He has tongue thrust. He's tongue tied. It's probably going to be a procedure, like all this stuff. He's been working with this oral therapist to like work on some of this stuff. Uh-huh. We go like once every like 3 weeks or so. He does what we call, I don't know what they're called. We call them mouth exercises, like once in the morning and once at night.
How'd you come up with that name?
Well, because I don't really know what else you call it.
Oh, okay.
It's like little funny stuff that he has to do where he looks kind of silly and he has to chew on these things. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Just stuff to like build strength up in his tongue because he's tongue tied. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's kind of a whole thing. Poor little guy's doing all this stuff at 8 years old, you know, trying to get so he doesn't have like a crazy jaw and like all this stuff as he gets older. Because we are traveling, and soon, we'll probably talk about this more as it comes up, but he will have to have a procedure because he is tongue-tied. He'll have to have his tongue, like, the little string that holds your tongue to your mouth is too tight. He's going to have that clipped, adjusted in the future.
Oh, I think I saw that in the movie Hostel.
Probably, yeah. Before they took their feet or something. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't see it. So it's this whole thing, right? It's just been this whole thing. It's a routine that we do, and you know, we're really proud of him. He doesn't ever complain about it. He just does it. He just knows he does it. You know, it's just part of his morning and nightly routine. But because we were traveling, and because he's going to have to have this procedure sooner than later, we needed at least one more appointment with this woman. And her only window of opportunity really was when we were going to be gone. So we worked it out with her. So we left him at home and left him on the plane and with the water bottle. And so we were like, we worked it out to where we'll continue doing the exercises. We'll push it a little bit and then we'll meet with her via FaceTime or Zoom when I'm at my mom and dad's.
Great.
So we brought his little kit, all the stuff he needs, had it in the calendar.
Is it like a little barbell? They list with his tongue.
Yeah, it is. Curls. Yeah, how'd you know? Yeah. Well, he puts like a little adapter on his tongue that has like two little hands that hold the barbell. Oh, that's fun.
And then he puts like a little sweatband around the tip of his tongue.
Yeah, exactly. And then he has like a tiny little water bottle, actually, that his tongue. Anyway,
nice.
It was like sort of priority number one, keep the children safe and don't lose them. Priority number two, make sure you have the appointment with this woman, which was Saturday. And Saturday morning, it was like, okay, it's like the thing I knew that was on the docket.
It's a real jump.
Uh-huh.
Priority one and priority two.
Well, other than that, it was like, have fun at grandma and grandpa's, you know, like play board games.
Water bottles could have been in between there.
might have been like 2B or something. Yeah. But yeah, that fell by the wayside pretty quickly.
Not 2B.
thank you. And so Saturday afternoon comes around, we're having lunch, the calendar appointment shows up on my phone. I'm like, okay, this is great. I've got about an hour before this appointment. And then at dinner, I was like, oh.
So you had an hour.
I had an hour.
And forgot about it forever.
And then I forgot about it for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
And then realized it that night.
Did you open Zoom and she's just sitting there?
No, man. I mean, it wasn't even, we weren't even.
No, yeah, that window was closed.
Completely closed. Yeah. And as if
she had the time universe to watch the new Batman one and a half times.
As if the universe isn't prolific enough.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're sitting there at dinner with my parents and I was like, oh man. And my mom's like, what's wrong? And I go, I told her, I was like, I forgot to do the only thing that I was really supposed to do this weekend is have this appointment. And within 5 minutes, my wife texts me, how did his appointment go today? Like within 5 minutes of me realizing that, that's how connected we are as a couple, which I appreciate, but not in these moments.
Yeah. You're not connected the way you think.
Oh man. She's more connected to
if you were that connected.
Yeah.
Your wife is connected with the woman who's waiting on the other side of the Zoom going.
My wife's more connected and looped in with my behavior.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah,
dude, I felt so bad. So stupid.
Yeah.
So then, and she's like, you got to email her. I was like, I know. So that night when the kids, you know, were down and everything, mm-hmm. I had to go in the bedroom before I went to bed. I had to like make this big apology email about wasting her time and like all this. I felt so awful.
And we have it. We're going to read it right now.
Matter of fact, she's here.
Right here.
Please welcome. And I felt so bad and so stupid, man. It's like, it couldn't be more of that. You had one job.
Yeah.
You know? And I failed it. And I got fired from it.
Did she respond?
She did, yeah. I was like, please, by all means, I'll pay you for your time. I'm so sorry. My only saving grace was like, trust that we have the stuff with us and we're doing the exercises morning and night. But we're going to have to reschedule this appointment.
Did she write back, why would I trust that?
Yeah, how could I possibly trust that? Other than the fact that I know your wife's probably involved.
She's like, name two exercises.
It's so on brand with what we do here, Kevin, but also what we try to not do, yeah. You know? And I just did it full speed ahead.
Yeah, you did.
You know? So that's what I have to tell you about. I was like, you stupid idiot.
You dummy.
Yeah, disappointing her, certainly disappointing my wife.
Of course.
And, you know, here I sit. Here I sit, admitting it to you.
A humbled man.
A humbled man.
Well, that's so great. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah. Glad you had a fun trip. You were just having so much fun, you know?
It was great, man. We played tons of board games. My mom and dad are pretty artistic people. My mom's got this big craft room. We played with clay. We had art projects. We painted. We, you know, we had big rounds of Uno with like the whole family. Yeah. It was great. Got to see my brother and sister, and they came and saw the kids and everything. It was fantastic. It was great. It was a good time, and then got them safely home. But that was the hiccup.
That was the big one.
That was the hiccup. The water bottle situation was completely forgettable at that point.
Yeah,
more ways than one.
I wish you'd forgotten it on the way back. The new one.
The new one. Yeah, that really would have wrapped, put that'd a bow on the trip, nice. Wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
So anyway, that was my experience without the wife, and well, she had a great time, and we had a great time, and I just made one kind of major mistake.
Yeah,
so there good. You go.
Oh, it's okay. Relax.
Please save me.
It's not gonna. No, I've bet 1,000 this week. Well, this past week was the, and I alluded to it on the last podcast. It was the Scholastic Book Fair.
Uh-huh.
And
Book Fair 2023.
Like any good PTA president, wanted to be as least involved as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not a PTA run event. It's hosted by the PTA.
Oh.
So the librarian sets it up.
Well, what did you wear?
You know,
you're hosting a big event.
Yeah, it was a three-piece.
With
a monocle.
Yeah,
because you're gonna be reading books
for sure. Yeah,
but you also want to keep an eye on the kids. Watch your hands. Touch it, you buy it with your dirty fingers. But yeah, we host the event. So where the big hiccup, like where I could just tell this wasn't gonna be a run of the mill. Well, this is a PTA event. They're just kind of, they're helping out. We appreciate all the help they can get. Then I find out like 3 weeks ago, like in a game of telephone, that somebody's like, well, the librarian's leaving. And I was like, what?
Like for lunch?
And they're like, and they're getting rid of,
under 10
they're
minute
not
break?
Doing the book fair this year.
Oh.
And I was like, what do you mean they're doing the book fair? And they're like, they have nobody run it. And I was like,
uh-huh. And how long did you think, oh, then we don't have to do it?
Yeah, right away. But I could do that a lot of the times,
yeah,
as the PTA president.
Yeah, but it's for the children.
It's for the kids. So, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
So it was just one of those things. I had to pass it back along, go and tell them. And then I met with the principal and I was like, keep the book fair going. Well, obviously, what is it? Just volunteers? Because I've never done this before. I have no clue how it works. Which,
right, yeah,
if you listen to this podcast, it's part of the course of me as PTA president. How does this work? We'll do it. And
is there a previous
we'll
email
pick
thread
up the pieces
I can read?
After. Let's do it. Worst case scenario, we're legally not allowed to do it again.
It sounds to me like, you know, like you said, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to do this?
Yeah.
Is there like, what did they do last year?
Yep.
That also sounds like how PTA kind of works.
Yeah. And it is. So they give us the rundown. It's one of those events. It's the Scholastic Book Fair. Did you have Scholastic?
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Yeah. It's a great one.
It's a classic.
Hashtag not a sponsor, yeah. But they're great. They send everything to you.
You asked me, did you do Scholastic? I don't know. Name another one.
There was another one. I learned about it this week.
Oh, really?
And immediately forgot their name.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I remember it being Scholastic, but hashtag I also couldn't tell you.
Could be a sponsor.
Who's the competitor? Hit us up.
So anyway, it's a quick story is like they give you everything. They give you everything in these big metal cases on wheels, and you just unlatch them and fold them open like a book. And it's just two sets of shelves. The books are already on there. And then they give you like stacks and stacks of boxes, and those you just find homes for, like either on top of the shelves or on your like counters, and maybe turn some tables into whatever. Like you do a little bit of work, but then it's like, then it has a, you get a couple registers, you just got to bring a bank, sure. And then you just scan everything and it.
How big are these cards? How many books are they sending you?
Oh, how many books did they send us?
1,000?
At least.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot.
These cards have to be huge.
It's pretty sweet. And so they set all that stuff up, and I will say this because they're not a sponsor, a negative about them.
Well, don't ruin the idea of them becoming a sponsor. Well, just
I don't know how the system is, like what books are involved or not. You know, sure. 'Cause some people complain like Harry Potter's not there, something like that. And my theory on that is like, I assume some of these book authors or publications take a hit for the book fair. Because it's kind of for the kids, because like it's still the prices on the back of the books, whatever's printed on the back of those books, that's what they're selling the books for. There's no like raised price, so I assume they take a hit. I'm sure people, you know, the Harry Potter are like, well, we're fine,
we're good,
kids want it, they'll buy it.
We're doing all right.
Prove me wrong. Here's the problem. I already said what the problem was, which is the prices are posted on the back. Now it's preschool, not preschool, TK through fifth grade, that's going to be coming in to purchase books. They, some of them, just know a few numbers.
Sure.
Some of them are doing okay at math. Either way, I have to have these kids come in and go, all right, guys, here's how it works. So the prices are on the back. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to say this. There's a 9.5% sales tax. You need to factor
in. Are there Harry Potter books?
No. Well, yes, but you get it from the librarian, but not at the book fair. Anyway,
I heard she's leaving.
It's 10 cents essentially every dollar add on. So if you guys are getting $60 worth of books, that's how much? And they're like 25 cents. Good luck, guys. This is going to go poorly.
Yeah. Because they're responsible for shopping.
And it's, listen, it's really, really fun. The book fair is objectively so fun to work. Because I remember being jazzed about it as a kid. And yeah. I don't know what I expect. I don't know if it's like because we're in the age of tablets and streaming where everything can be on demand and you don't have to VHS record your favorite show.
Sure.
Like, I just assume books would be boring. And I'm wrong. These kids come in just like so excited and it's so much fun. And then they walk up to you and then you just have to make it a game for them because they will walk up with, I mean, $75 worth of books and they will give you
a $20 bill
with the confidence of like an 18-year-old with a fake ID. I mean, acting real confident, but behind their eyes, they know they're in a bit of trouble.
They know, like, I don't know what any of this means.
Yeah.
I'll trade you this for these.
This says 20. I grabbed less than 20 books.
Yeah, exactly.
I expect some money back. Which is fine. You just make a game out of it. You just, like, you scan everything to see the price, see the damage, and then kind of look through and then start picking off the bigger books and being like, all right, so you can get these three. And sometimes the kids are like, but I want that book. And I was like, if you get that book, you can just get that book. And it's just a diary.
Yeah, there's actually no words in there yet.
Yeah.
And it is just a diary. And from what I'm gathering, you don't write real good.
Yeah.
Since you handed me a 20.
Real well.
Okay. I'm focusing on the math here, okay? Give me a break.
So anyway, so I had to work that all week. Then my wife left for the Bachelorette weekend on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
So that's when I had to really, and I was there all week. I was at the book fair every day. I wasn't there from the beginning of school to the end of the school, but I was there for most of it. I luckily, as I've said before, I live just down the street, so I can just like, right. We're good for what, 2 hours? I'm going home.
Yeah. Like, these you guys, don't got to hang around.
I don't got to hang. I'm just going to walk home, have some lunch, chill, come back.
You don't got to like buy time in the teacher's lounge.
Yeah. So on Thursday, though, I have my son, who's now out. I grab my daughter. I say, I can't help you guys after drop off. I'm gone. I get my daughter, bring her home. We say goodbye to mom. Now, Friday, I am there from because nobody was available. Like, everybody's just burnt out. The parents were burnt out. I appreciate
it's also Friday.
It's Friday. I appreciate all the volunteers that we got. It was really helpful because it's hard. It's like a weekday. And either people either work the night before at a job at night, or they're working right now and they can't, or they have kids to take care of. There's so many reasons.
Or they don't want to do it.
I like to pretend that's not the answer.
Well,
because I don't want to do it.
Yeah, but and here but I you're the am. President.
Here I am telling Universal or whatever it is, extended transitional kindergarten. So 9.5% sales tax. Is it's fine. So on Friday, I was there from the beginning of school mm-hmm. to the end of the day because mm-hmm. we didn't have enough volunteers with my son, who doesn't have school on Fridays, doesn't have preschool.
Yeah. So he's at the book fair.
He was at the book fair all day.
Mm.
I, like you on the airplane, I prepared for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I filled a backpack with books, paper, markers, crayons, a tablet. I packed him a lunch. I was like, we're going to be here, bud.
Yeah. You're not doing anything other than hanging around me.
And I got, and he did good through most of it. I felt real bad because it was just like, there was a couple times where he was like, can we get the hell out of here, man? And those times I tried to have him help. I was like, hey, can you help me scan books and stuff? And that was like, I was at my wit's end. Just from being there all week, not with him. So like he's scanning, which is definitely holding up the line, and I could care. Like I was just like, there was two registers, so somebody else was helping, but I was not moving at the speed I could have been. I was like, almost, you almost.
Yeah.
You almost.
You got it. Yeah, little not higher. Eyes, not in the eyes, not little in the eyes.
Higher. No, that's PGMS face. Go down lower. Doop, got it. That's one.
That's one. We got seven more. Yeah. And even though I already can tell you this kid's not going to be able to afford all these, we're going to scan every one of them.
So that was this is where the dumb dad moment kind of comes into play. So we finish out the book fair. I call the office, mm-hmm. which was a fun thing to do. Call the front office. I was like, hey, can you call my daughter's teacher? Send her over to the library when school's out. She doesn't need to go out the front gate. They're like, sure, absolutely. School's out. I keep working because kids are still here. My daughter comes in. That's helpful. It was so helpful when she showed up because then my son has someone to play with.
Yes, I'm sure.
Which, again, I let him kind of wander throughout the fair. He was very good about stuff. I let him pick out any book he wanted, and that helped when she showed up. But then I was there for so much longer than I thought I was going to be. So it's like a stackable dumb dad moment. Because I had two volunteers that stayed to help me break down the fair. When you're done, you have to close up all those cases and stack everything the way that they basically delivered it.
Yeah.
You walk into the library and there's like, I don't know how many cases, like 7, 8 cases side by side stacked with all these books on top. You have to put them back exactly that way. Put all the registers back in the little briefcases they come in and all this stuff. You have to count all this stuff. So we do all that. And then, somebody was like, do you need help with anything else? I was like, I just got to do the registers. That's it. We're done here. You guys can get out of here. Thank you so much for your help. Now, by this point, it's like 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah, it's probably like 3:30. You guys get out of here. It's fine. And then I say to my kids who are just like, what is happening? My daughter's only been here like 45 minutes. And I'm like, you can relax.
She's also been in school like all day.
Yeah, no, she has. So it was like, guys, listen, we're going to go get ice cream after this. You guys have been amazing. This has been a lot harder than I thought it would be. And especially for Julian here. Thank you, guys. We're going to get ice cream and we're going to get a regrettable amount of toppings on them. You know, we're going to go for it. They were like, great. Then I count the bank and I do all that. It takes so long to do. It was a very successful book fair. So I have to do that, but I have to print reports now. It's like back
it's Friday
to my days
night at the bar, baby.
Friday night at the bar. It's yeah. exactly Friday night.
But you don't have a pocket full of money.
Yeah. And I can't have a shift beer. So I count
not
all
the, there anyway.
Yeah, no. Count all the money, and then we have all this cash. And then I go to the principal and I was like, what are we doing with this? And it is PTA's responsibility to take the money and then write a check to the book fair. That's mm-hmm. how that works. So I was like, you guys just going to throw this in a safe all night? Because it's like a long weekend and we've been advertising that the school is hosting a book fair. Doesn't seem like a smart idea.
Yeah.
And she was like, do you mind bringing it to the bank? No, I don't mind. The dumb dad moment number two.
Ooh.
We were at the bank for so long.
Oh.
Because they got to count what you have. And it was a lot of crumpled ones. I mean,
No.
Here's the thing. I organized it all and I count the money and rubber banded it because, as I just said, I was a bartender. I organized it so well. I was off. I was exactly right by down to the dollar, down to the cent.
Yeah.
I was going to say I was off by a dollar, but that's because there was a dollar ripped in half and the bank said they couldn't take it. And I was like, I thought if it was more than half, you could take it. It's like 2/3. And he was like, I need both serial numbers. And then he did something. I didn't know that they did this. Then he slid it back under the window. And I said, well, I don't. If a bank doesn't take it, I don't want it.
Who's going
to
take it?
And he goes, you have to take it. And I go, can you throw it away for me? And he goes, I honestly cannot. You have to take it back. I was like, that makes no sense. But okay, fine. What a weird world we live in. What
you're so
weird,
much better with money than I am, trust me.
Weird rules.
Yeah.
So anyway, count all the money. That takes a long time, like a really long time. And then we get out and the kids go, can we go get ice cream? I was like, let's get ice cream. Yes. We go to the ice cream shop.
It's
5 o'clock.
It's
5:20. It's 5:20. And we're just, they have.
I could care.
They have buckets of ice cream.
Yeah.
I mean. There's so much ice cream. And I made them a quick, easy dinner that night.
Yeah.
Not an hour later, because they do have a bedtime. And I think.
Not on a bucket of ice cream.
I think it was like carrots. It was like carrots, fish sticks, and applesauce.
And the rest of their ice cream.
I like to call it Project Beige. Gave it to them on yellow plates. It's like a magic eye.
It's more about the texture, not as much of a visual.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like Hook. Close your eyes and imagine it's something else with
imagine
color.
It's more ice cream.
Yeah, more ice cream. Anyway, I think I put them in front of a show because I was like, you guys can just relax and watch a show.
Another great idea.
Have the dinner.
Feel them full of ice cream and then keep them still.
No, they've been moving. They were moving so much at the book fair by the end. I mean, jumping off of things that shouldn't be allowed to. Because the librarian was gone.
Yeah, exactly.
I was the adult. Yeah.
And why did she quit?
Yeah. I can't figure it out. So, bedtime actually went really well. They were exhausted.
Yeah.
But what was funny is I came back, a little while. I think I went to sit down for a minute somewhere mm-hmm. and just that was a lot of time on my feet. I'm exhausted. I came back and both of them had just mixed everything in their dinner together, which they don't do. They never do that. They're not, neither of them are infants or, 1-year-olds, but they just made piles of their food. And I went, yeah, that's fair. You guys hungry? And they went, no.
No.
And I was like,
wait, what are you talking about, Dad?
Yeah, I know.
And you gave us a bucket of ice cream, man.
I gave him ice cream for dinner. That's my dumb dad moment. The wife was out of town. And I gave the kids ice cream for dinner.
What's funny about that is the way you tell the story, it makes sense, right? But man, the movie poster title is like, well, I got to see this thing. How did that happen?
Yeah.
Because that couldn't be more of the cartoon,
cliche
television dad version of wife's out of town. Who wants ice cream for dinner? Because I want to be the cool dad.
Yeah.
It was more like, I'm so sorry that I'm the PTA president and I made you sit through all this stuff. So the funny thing is I get it. Ice cream, treating it with ice cream. Thank you so much. I know you guys would love this.
Yeah.
If I tell you we're going to go do this, it'll just, whatever you tell them you're going to do or whatever you tell them that's going to get them excited will just buy you a little bit more time.
Buys you
then
a little
the
time.
Bank. Then the bank solidifies that you got to go. But the idea that it's ice cream is really funny, because it really could be anything that it excites them.
Yeah.
And maybe it could have been like, we'll watch a movie tonight. Oh, man.
See, I didn't want to do that because I was like, bedtime is on time. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, whatever the thing is that's going to get your kids excited is really funny. But it's so funny that the cliche is like ice cream, which turns out being ice cream for dinner. Yep. It's like, you what?
Yep. I sure did. Ice cream for dinner. And it was...
Hell yeah.
I remember pulling into the ice cream shop parking lot and then noticing that the sun was setting.
Oh, and you're rolling it. Now, did you guys do like the frozen yogurt situation or did you do ice cream? Yeah.
Did the yogurt land or whatever. And then they just, my daughter is impressively conservative with her toppings.
Oh man, my son.
My son is going to be a nightmare. He only picks like three things, but they're all pretty bad. He's always like, give me some of them spicy worms. And I was like, what?
My son
talking about heartburn, but he's talking about sour worms, and then he puts a couple of things here. Like none of that matches.
Yeah, no, my son is 8, and when we go to get like that, and here's the thing, like I think we like going like I prefer ice cream over the frozen yogurt situation, but the kids like it, and you get like the, you know, it's like the Subway of ice cream or whatever. You're just like looking at all these toppings, and my son can't help himself because he's that kid, and you know it's like we go through. And as an adult, you know, I kind of have like my classic order of what I'm going to get.
Uh-huh.
Sort of the same-ish thing every time. I know what I like there, whatever. And every time it's like chocolate brownie frozen yogurt mixed with cotton candy frozen yogurt.
Oh, yeah.
And then like orange sherbet frozen yogurt. And then he wants like, you know, mochi with gummy worms and chocolate chips
and a little bit of
strawberry syrup. Might as well be, man. I mean, it's like I look at this thing and going, that couldn't look worse. You couldn't have done a worse job of putting something together.
And then you realize, like, you said it out loud and you look down the line of people waiting, jaw dropped.
Yeah. Was that out loud? But every time he's sitting there eating it going, oh, this is amazing. I'm like, it's not.
It's not.
It's nothing about that is amazing other than the fact that you're eating it with a straight face. I'll tell you that.
And you go, you're that old man. He goes, you know what? If you're eats me too, you got brand new taste buds and you're ruining them.
Yeah. Talk about exploring taste buds. You're exploring what your stomach can handle if you're asking me.
We don't need to get in the weeds of ice cream, but my son makes an incredible decision before he puts sour worms and then like, I don't know what else, but it's not great. but he does a lemon sorbet with like a raspberry or a strawberry. Maybe it's also a sorbet.
Uh-huh.
And that's his ice cream base. And then he puts like sour worms and other things. If you eat around it, it's phenomenal. The lemon and the strawberry. You're like, good job, bud.
Yeah.
Was the pork rinds necessary?
I know. Well, I'm just trying to add a little texture.
Yeah.
You know, a little salty.
I like a little crunch in my food. Still got teeth. I want to use them.
Fantastic stuff.
So we survived.
You survived. That's good.
You survived.
That's good. You said something earlier about the Monopoly Man, and it reminded me when we were at my mom and dad's, we were playing games and stuff, and I've been meaning to bring this. I think I've been meaning to bring this up to you.
Okay.
And it's been something that was like melting my brain for a little while now. And I don't remember why I thought about this. It's like a month ago.
That I've never finished a game of Monopoly?
Is that true?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody has. Not in the legal way anyway.
Yeah.
I thought about this a while ago and I was like, why is Humpty Dumpty an egg? And I don't know why I thought that, but it entered my brain one day and I couldn't let go of it.
Is Humpty Dumpty?
Who said he's an egg?
Is he in Monopoly?
No. But I'm going to get there. Stay with me. But like, why is he an egg? Who said he's an egg?
Oh, right. Because it's a nursery rhyme.
Nursery rhyme. Doesn't say anything about an egg. We all know he's an egg. But it, in the rhyme, there has nothing to do with him being an egg. And it was like, it got to me. And I was like, man, I can't let go of that thought. Who? Why? What's happening? And while we were there, and my mom and dad's, my brother was over. I know what it was. I was trying to find something on my computer to show my brother. And I was going through like my internet search history. Like I knew I found there was a link somewhere. I clicked on the link. It's got to be here somewhere. And I was trying to find it, trying to find it. And then it was like, you know, you're going through your search history. And I saw, why is Humpty Dumpty an egg? Because when I had thought about that like 3 weeks ago or whatever, I Googled it. Like, why is he an egg? No reason other than, I don't want to get this wrong, but I might get it wrong. I think Lewis Carroll made up the nursery rhyme and he just decided he's an egg.
Well,
that's it. There's no reason.
Well, otherwise, it's an incredibly mean story.
Yeah, because it's just like shattered bones.
I guarantee you his name is probably just Greg. Why are you calling him Humpty Dumpty?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, then why are the king's horses and king's men putting him back together?
Yeah.
Get a doctor. Or is it a Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas situation? Get a seamstress.
The horses are going, I don't know.
That's the worst part, because the king's horses are helping, which means they're tying up parts of them to the horse and then like mush to like drag them back together. What if they succeeded? He'd be screaming.
Yeah. How about, I don't know, give me some oats. I don't have fingers. How am I going to figure out how to put an egg back together, let alone why is this guy an egg and why was he sitting up there?
Oh God, he's an egg too. You have horses walking around an egg crime scene. This is going to be some crunch.
Right.
Put that like, in your yogurt.
This seems like too wild. Let's just make it a nursery rhyme. I can't figure out how to tell this story.
Put that in your yogurt. There you go. Texture.
Texture.
Eggshells, please.
Frozen yogurt, not dairy. It's so confusing.
What are we talking about?
So we go down this rabbit hole. We're talking about it. We're looking it up again, trying to figure out why and how all this came about. And then my brother was like, it turns into these things that like people remember something one way and it's not that way.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things like this. It's called like the Mandela effect or something like that. Yeah. And what you reminded me about Monopoly, he was like, let me ask you a question. The Monopoly man, does he wear a monocle? Yes or no?
The Monopoly man?
Yeah, on the box.
I don't think so.
You're correct.
Okay.
But everybody in the room was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a top hat. He's on the box. He's got a monocle. He does not.
But did he used to?
Not to our knowledge.
Okay.
But there was a bunch of stuff like that. That's like, you know, Kit Kat on the packaging, is there a hyphen? Yes or no? And I was like, no. And there was not. Mm. It was like all this stuff. It was so interesting to read. And Monopoly Man made me think of that. Humpty Dumpty made me think of that. But it was like, he read like 20 of them. The funny thing was, you couldn't confidently say, oh, no. Because the idea is like you remember something one way because you remember it that way.
Well, you know.
For no reason.
It just seems like you emotionally went through a lot while your wife was gone.
Let me tell you, man. Forgetting that water bottle really got to me.
It's just crazy. And you're like, hey, I have a question. Did the Cheerios used to have a mascot? She's like, no. Incorrect.
Incorrect. It was a Cheerio.
It was Cheery. The Cheerio. He was an oat boy.
Anyway, it was a great conversation because that got us just thinking about all kinds of stuff. And a lot of that stuff was like nostalgic things that you think about. And man, every question he asked.
Rabbit hole,
yeah. Find the answer and confidently going, oh, no, I don't think so. And then the answer is the opposite. It was like, what? Yeah.
Well, I think that's a great place to leave it. If you guys have some fun trivia facts about things you haven't thought about.
Or tell us about being solo. Just running solo without the significant other there
for a full day. We know there's a lot of stay-at-home parents that do that every day.
Yeah.
But we're talking about 48-hour at least period. You know? Yeah. If you do, you guys can email us, dumbdadpod@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram. We are @thedumbdads, which is our handle on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and on YouTube, where you can watch full episodes of this podcast. Please rate and review this podcast if you haven't already. We love reading the reviews, and rating always helps push this podcast out to more people. So thank you if you've done it already. Thanks as always to @Verdu on SoundCloud for giving us our intro and outro. And thanks as always to my lovely wife, Annie, for editing this podcast. Evan?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a joke?
I do. You ready for it?
Uh-huh.
What do you call a traveler that doesn't ever lose their temper?
Humpty Dumpty.
What do you call a traveler that doesn't ever lose their temper?
I don't know.
A nomad.
Oh.
It's not bad. It's actually clever.
Mm-hmm.
There's never going to be an LOL, as the kids say, but it was clever.
Okay. Bye. Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like. Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
Take your family's best trip yet to Denver, where every stroll sparks a smile and where every moment becomes a memory. Denver, always welcome. Plan your getaway at visitdenver.com/summer.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.